Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.3, Preventing Common Security Threats. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Secure Software Practices in the Security Engineering for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the overview of phishing, malware, and ransomware, strategies for detecting and mitigating these threats, and how to create robust security policies. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify common security threats and implement effective policies to mitigate risks. Main content overview of phishing, malware, and ransomware. Phishing, malware, and ransomware are three prevalent types of security threats that pose significant risks to organizations, including those in the finance and fintech sectors. Phishing is a method by which attackers deceive individuals into providing sensitive information, such as usernames, passwords, and credit card details. Typically, phishing occurs through email, where attackers impersonate legitimate organizations to trick users into clicking malicious links or downloading harmful attachments. For example, you might receive an email that appears to be from your bank, asking you to verify your account information. If you click on the link provided, you may be directed to a counterfeit website designed to capture your credentials. Malware encompasses a wide range of malicious software, including viruses, worms, and trojans, designed to disrupt, damage, or gain unauthorized access to computer systems. In a finance context, malware can be particularly damaging, as it may steal sensitive financial data or disrupt essential services. For instance, an employee might unknowingly download a trojan that allows cybercriminals to monitor their activities and collect sensitive information. Ransomware is a more aggressive form of malware that encrypts files on a victim's system, rendering them inaccessible until a ransom is paid. This type of attack can cripple an organization, especially in finance, where timely access to data is crucial. An example of ransomware in action could be a fintech company that experiences a ransomware attack during peak business hours, resulting in downtime and financial loss until the ransom is paid or data is recovered. Strategies for detecting and mitigating these threats to effectively defend against phishing, malware, and ransomware. Organizations must adopt a multi-layered approach to security. Here are some strategies. Employee training. Regular training for employees is key. Teaching staff to recognize phishing attempts and the importance of not clicking on suspicious links can significantly reduce the risk of successful attacks. Interactive training sessions can include simulated phishing emails to test employees' awareness. Email filtering. Implementing advanced email filtering solutions can help identify and block phishing emails before they reach users' inboxes. These filters use machine learning algorithms to detect suspicious patterns and flag potential threats. Antivirus and anti-malware software. Keeping security software updated is essential for protecting against malware. Regular scans can help identify and remove threats before they cause significant damage. Regular backups. Regularly backing up critical data can mitigate the impact of ransomware attacks. Having a secure, off-site backup means that if files are encrypted by ransomware, you can restore them without paying the ransom. Incident response plan. Developing a robust incident response plan ensures that your organization is prepared to respond quickly and effectively to security incidents. This plan should outline roles and responsibilities, communication strategies, and steps to recover from an incident. Creating robust security policies. Creating comprehensive security policies is vital for preventing security threats. These policies should encompass various aspects of organizational operations, including acceptable use, data protection, incident response, and remote work guidelines. Here are key components to consider when developing these policies. Acceptable use policy. This outlines how employees should use company resources and the internet. It can include guidelines on what types of software can be downloaded, which websites can be visited, and the use of personal devices for work-related tasks. Data protection policy. This policy should detail how sensitive data is handled, stored, and shared. It should also specify encryption requirements for data at rest and in transit to ensure that unauthorized individuals cannot access it. Incident reporting policy. Employees should know how to report suspected security incidents. The policy should provide clear guidelines on whom to contact, the information needed, and the urgency of reporting. Remote work policy. With remote work becoming more common, it's important to establish guidelines for securing remote connections. This may include requiring VPNs, using two-factor authentication, and ensuring that employees' home networks are secure. Security awareness training policy. This policy should mandate regular training that keeps staff updated on the latest security threats and best practices. It should outline the frequency of training sessions and the topics to be covered, ensuring that employees remain vigilant and informed. By developing and enforcing these security policies, organizations can create a culture of security awareness that minimizes risks and prepares employees to respond effectively to potential threats. Conclusion and summary. Recognizing and understanding common security threats like phishing, malware, and ransomware is essential for safeguarding your organization. Implementing strategies such as employee training, email filtering, and maintaining robust security policies can significantly reduce risks. By the end of this lesson, you should feel equipped to identify these threats and apply effective measures to mitigate them, ensuring a safer work environment. Reflection questions: how can you apply what you learned about phishing to improve your organization's email security? What strategies can you implement in your daily work to mitigate the risk of malware infections? Reflect on your organization's current security policies. What improvements can be made to enhance overall security posture?